All right, well, first, can you just kind of take me through what happened this morning the best you can?
Yeah, Brad. About 8:29 this morning, the Pella Police Department received a report that there was a man with a firearm chasing another man through the Brook Circle neighborhood. There were subsequent follow-up calls that came in. This chase lasted for a number of minutes, and there had been shots fired. While en route to the scene, Pella police officers en route to the scene, the assailant entered his vehicle, fled the Brook Circle area on University, heading toward Pella. At that point, he was intercepted by Pella police officers, and the gentleman stopped his vehicle, and there was a standoff for a while, about 20 minutes actually, and it resulted in an unfortunate ending.
And was the man that was being chased, was he injured?
We had ambulance respond to check him. He was not shot. He was shot at, and he refused treatment at the scene.
All right. And so he wasn't actually hit, so no life-threatening injuries there. Tell me what happened at the actual standoff.
Yes, the gentleman, his name is William Michael Shaw. He is a 49-year-old male from Fremont, Iowa. He stopped the vehicle and was compliant in that regard, but he did present a firearm, never threatened officers with the handgun. He remained in the vehicle, and after about 20 minutes, he did exit the vehicle and then shot himself.
Do you guys know what the argument was between Mr. Shaw and the man that he was chasing in Brook Circle?
We do know there was a dispute. We're still running that part of it down. There's certain rumors out there, and we're running those down, interviewing everybody we can, and we'll get to the end of it.
Was the police department prepared for something like this, especially? It has a lot of people concerned in the wake of the school shooting in Connecticut.
Yeah, I believe so. We trained for situations like this. It's unfortunate when you have something like this, you need a lot of police officers, and Pella is a 50-man agency, and you can't muster 100 police officers. But we had great support from the Marion County Sheriff's Office, the Iowa State Patrol, and the Department of Natural Resources all had officers respond to the scene. And very timely response. Nate provided exceptional support in this matter. And all agencies trained for these contingencies, and I feel we are very prepared.
Now, Central College went on lockdown during the standoff. Is that something that you guys communicate with to do that, or is that a decision that's made in-house at Central?
They make the decision to lock down. Once they are made aware of the situation, by virtue of proximity to the campus, they made the decision to lock it down. And once the situation was stable, they were able to lift that.
You know, last time I was over there, University and Idaho Drive was closed between West 4th Street and Brooks Circle. Is that still closed for the investigation?
No, that scene's been open, and University should be clear now.
And the Department of Criminal Investigation is on scene. Are they conducting the remainder of the investigation?
Yes, they're a great support to us. The dynamics of this entire situation resulted in two what we refer to as crime scenes, one obviously where the standoff was, and the other in the Brook Circle neighborhood. That scene in Brook Circle was considerable, and both scenes together required processing forensically, and DCI can provide that service for us, so we summons them. They also can provide investigative support, so they responded with a number of investigators to assist with interviews.
I imagine when there's two separate incidents in different areas that, I mean, even the road in between becomes a scene that needs to be investigated.
Absolutely. It's I guess you could say it's one continuous scene, but primarily two scenes separated, and the pathway would be a secondary.
So what can the public do in a situation like this? Did the public react appropriately during this incident?
Oh, absolutely. People in Brook Circle called the police when they suspected there was a problem, and there was, and that's what we want. We want a prompt call to the police, and it allowed us to respond quickly and get officers in the area very, very fast. And it was very fortunate the college was not in session. Even though they locked down the campus, there are no students there. And again, the college probably never would have been at threat, but by proximity, that's a safety measure that really needs to be taken, and the college was very prompt in what they did there.
All right, well, thanks very much for talking with me today.
Well, thank you, Brad.